covering the week's top tech stories with a slight Linux bias.
Researchers in Australia claim they have recorded the fastest ever internet data speed. A team from Monash, Swinburne, and RMIT universities logged a data speed of 44.2 terabits per second. At that speed, you could download more than 1,000 high-definition movies or all 13 seasons of Category 5 technology TV in under 1 second. And we'd upgrade our live stream to 16K just because we can. The average UK broadband speed is currently around 64 megabits per second. So this would be roughly 700,000 times faster than what most people in the UK experience day to day. Australia lies in the middle of global rankings for internet speeds, and show connections are a regular source of complaints from users. Researchers said they achieved the new record speed by using a device that replaces around 80 lasers found in some existing telecom hardware with a single piece of equipment known as a microcomb. The microcomb was planted into and tested outside the laboratory using existing infrastructure similar to that used by Australia's National Broadcast Network. The result was the highest amount of data ever produced by a single optical chip, which are used in modern fiber optic broadband systems around the world. The Australian team hope their findings offer a glimpse into how internet connections could look in the future. While the data speed far outstrips any reasonable consumer need in today's world, Bill Kokorin, a lecturer in electrical and computer systems at Monash University, said it could ultimately help transform a wide variety of industries as modern life continues to put increasing pressure on bandwidth infrastructure. Mr. Kokorin says, "What our research demonstrates is the ability for fibers that we already have in the ground to be the backbone of communications networks now and in the future." He goes on to say, "It's not just Netflix we're talking about here. This data can be used for self-driving cars and future transportation, and it can help the medicine, education, finance, and e-commerce industries, as well as enable us to read with our grandchildren from kilometers away."